Extreme cosmic events such as explosions of stars, pulsars, and black holes emit huge bursts of highly charged particles called gamma rays that under certain circumstances can travel faster than the speed of light. Scientists say the rays are so powerful that some of them can be detected coming from distances up to 10 billion light years away. Jordan Goodman is a physics professor at the University of Maryland.
But they're the highest energy light, so they let us understand where the highest energy particles in the universe come from. So our idea is to build this observatory to give us a wide field view of the sky at the highest energies.
When cosmic gamma rays hit a medium like water, they create a soft bluish glow called Cherenkov electromagnetic radiation, a glow that can also be seen at the cores of nuclear reactors. 300 tightly sealed water tanks at the High Altitude Water Cherenkov Experiment Observatory, or HAWK for short, also contain sensors that detect and record Cherenkov radiation. By measuring the angle and intensity at which gamma rays hit the sensors, scientists can calculate where they come from. Goodman says, along with studying deep space, the new observatory can also study our own star.
And this technique is unusual because someone yesterday at the conference we had said, you know, we should look at gamma rays from the sun, very high energy. No one who does a telescope can look at the sun, but we can look at the sun because we don't use the daylight, we use the gamma rays.
The site at the bottom of an extinct volcano in central Mexico was chosen for its favorable climate conditions. After 10 years, it will be dismantled and the site's environment will be returned to its original condition. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.